Bald eagles are dying over wider and wider areas of the United States. This started over 25 years ago in Arkansas. The eagles die of paralytic brain damage never seen before. We humans put together a toxic package for them, enabling creation of the neurotoxin itself that damaged the brain cells. Now the story is clear. As a result of great biochemical, ecological, and chemical detective work, we humans introduced into wetlands an invasive weed called Hydrilla verticillata. That weed became host to a tiny cyanobacterium, a Trichthonos hydrilicola that was just recently discovered. The bacterium makes this extremely potent neurotoxin if it has a source of bromide ion in the water. Bromide is rare in natural freshwater. Geology and humans both help to provide the bromide. It can erode into water from some rocks. Coal-fired power plants produce a huge range of elements, including bromide, and enough of all toxins to kill about 30,000 Americans each year. Our industries produce brominated flame retardants for children's clothing. Bromide is in our fracking fluids. Then there's diquat dibromide, used to kill the invasive hydrilla. Eagles were massively killed off by DDT poisoning pre-Rachel Carson. Now they have this new threat. Ways out include introducing sterile grass carp to eat the hydrilla. It works. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.